Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Turn with us to the third chapter of Hebrews. An important word today, so pray for the receiving of every heart. Hebrews chapter number 3. We're going to begin at verse number 6 and read down through verse number 14 as our text this morning. And we desire your prayers. Appreciate the opportunity to experience in such a great way the Spirit of God. Well, the wind sure was blowing. It's calmed down now, so it's a good time to sow some more seed when the wind's not blowing. So you pray for the seed, the Word of God. Hebrews chapter number 3. Verse number 6 is where we'll begin. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. In the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. But we pray that you'd open your word to us. May the Spirit be clear and may we be obedient. We trust all of this as we ask it earnestly in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. I wanted to ask a question this morning. I'm going to ask it. I'm not sure how to title this, but there's a doctrine, a concept here that's very important. How do you know when someone is saved? How do we know when somebody's saved? And there's certainly a lot of, for me, there's a lot of gray area. I've been fooled before, and I don't specifically, but when the Spirit of God bears witness, that's a key indicator right there to me. When the Spirit bears witness with both parties, right? So that's obviously a clear indication. Some say, well, so-and-so's got a testimony. Well, anybody can have a testimony. A testimony is simply your story. And a testimony is part of being saved, for sure. But just because you have a testimony may or may not mean you've been saved. I've heard people share a story before, but It just didn't prove out. So I believe the scripture is clear, and as we look at Hebrews chapter number 3, we're going to find two verses specifically today that speak to something I think is very important. Verse number 6 and verse number 14. Each of them speak specifically about persevering unto the end. Persevering unto the end. Christ as a son over his own house, verse number 6, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of hope firm unto the end. Verse number 14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Now, I want to make a statement and be sure that we're clear with what we're trying to say. Being born again, if you're born again, you will always be born again.
Right, amen.
You cannot be unborn from Christ. You can't be unsaved. You can't be saved today and not tomorrow and then saved again the next day. And what we're saying to you today is not a departure from the belief that I am in the hand of Christ and cannot be plucked from it. It is not a belief that departs from faith and puts on you the element of works to make it unto the end. What I'm saying is today is that you don't get into heaven because you persevere. You persevere because you're going to get into heaven. I'm not saved because I'll make it to the end. I will make it to the end because I am saved. Now what that means is that those that don't make it to the end may not be saved. Because making it to the end is a clear indication of being born again. The seventh article of faith that we have in our minutes, you're welcome to see them. I think we have some somewhere, but if you review the seventh article of faith, it will say that we believe that the saints will persevere in grace and never finally fall away. And the scripture that our forefathers used to support that doctrinal truth is basically scriptures concerning eternal salvation. What they used was the scripture in John that says that every man that is of God, that's been born of God, is in his hands, and no man's able to pluck him out of his hand. And the other scripture they use is that we've been born of incorruptible seed. Now, truly, what they were believing in, what they were trusting in, was the fact that we, once you're saved, you are eternally secure by the grace of God. And yet the doctrine they were proposing is that the saints will persevere in grace. I think they could have added Hebrews chapter 3 verse number 6 that would have said clearly, Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. What I'm saying today is that evidence of being born again is not that I work my way to heaven. It's that I have been born again and made a new creature in Christ. And therefore, my life now follows a pattern that is following Jesus. It goes the direction of Him. You say, how can I truly know if somebody has been born again? Certainly the Spirit of God has to abide within a soul, right? Religion will not get you to heaven. Right? You will never get that. Listen, people go to church over and over, and they go Sunday after Sunday, but that doesn't mean you're saved. Having been born again of the Spirit of God, of incorruptible seed, we have been set on a path that is directed toward God. And brother, if you're saved, you will make it to the end. You say, how do you know? Because it's two things the Apostle Paul dealt with very clearly in Hebrews chapter 3. He reminds them in verse number 7. He said, let me give you an example of some that did not make it in. They followed Moses throughout the wilderness. They followed him and they saw God work every single day. They saw the manna come down from heaven. Their bellies were filled by God every single day in the middle of a desert. A wilderness, and yet they still did not believe in God. What the scripture said is that even God said to them, said, your heart doth always err. You do not know me. You do not follow me. Every day I prove my works to you, and yet you do not believe in me. Verse number 19 of chapter 3 says to us that we see therefore that they did not enter in unto the promised land because of their unbelief.
Right. Amen.
They didn't make it to the end.
Now, had they been of that faith, they would have made it to the end. And therefore, he gives them an encouragement in that verse when he said, take heed therefore, brethren, that you encourage one another, that you admonish one another, you support one another day after day, lest your hearts be hardened with the deceitfulness of this world. There are people today that think they're saved, and yet they live for the world. May I say to you today that if your pattern of life is to follow the things of this world, you are not saved. Having been born again of incorruptible seed, you have been made, according to the apostle, a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the new creature hates the old things and loves the new. We can say all day long that somebody is saved, but if they're not following Jesus, there's something wrong. Now, I'm not saying to you that a saint can't backslide. According to the scripture, Jesus even gives us clearly an example of a young man who forsook his own standing. A child of the Father, and yet he took what was his and he took it into a far country and he squandered it on riotous living. But what do we find out about him? We find out when he finally got to the bottom of himself that he remembered where home was. He remembered his father and he went back home. There's the concept, you see. The Bible teaches us that the child of God can't always run from God. The child of God, the person that has truly been saved by the power of God, they can't do as they will. They're not their own anymore. They have been bought with a price. They can only run so far before they will turn and come back home. One of the great examples of truly knowing God is the fact that you cannot get away from God.
Amen.
And the farther you run, the harder it gets. And when you finally get to that place that you're at the end of yourself, you will remember where home is, and you will either go back home on your own or he'll take you home.
Right. Amen.
Say, preacher, how do you know? Well, what the apostle's saying here is clearly, look, if they make it to the end, it's clear how they got there. It wasn't on their own. What the apostle Peter said was, this is a true proverb. He said, I'm going to tell you a truth. He said, when the dog vomits, it turns around and eats its own vomit. He said, the pig that was once washed turns around and goes right back to the wallowing in the mire. You say, why does a person do that that has been born again? I contend that they have never been saved.
Amen.
Because those that have truly been saved, though they may wander, yes, amen, every one of us would confess that we've not been perfect, we've not lived it in the flesh as we really want to, but thank God there's a want to. There's something on the inside of me that compels me to love Christ and to follow Christ and to serve Christ, and the pattern of my life is not going this way. The pattern of my life, though I have ups and downs, is ever climbing to a better day, to a glorious day, I will make it to the end.
Amen.
Not because of anything that I've done, not because of my ability, not because of my rearing, not because of intellectual accomplishments. I will not make it to the end because anything that I've done, but because Jesus lives in me.
Amen.
I will make it to the end. Now, I don't know what the world what in the world may come to me. I don't have any idea what the future may hold. But here's what I know. I'm a child of God and I am going home. When it comes to the last of my days, I am confident at least of this, that Jesus Christ will have got me to the edge and he will take me on over.
Amen.
What the apostle was saying to them was, look, there's a lot of people that have tagged on to the church. Right? And if that's your position today, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just saying it's what happens.
Right.
People join up with something. They gather into something, whatever you want to call it. But here's what Jesus said about it. In Matthew chapter number 7, he said to them, let me read it to you. He said, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down. And it's cast into the fire. Here's what he said. Listen. Not everyone, he said, wherefore by their fruits shall you know them. Then he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Listen, he didn't say a few would say in that day, Lord, Lord. He said many would say in that day, Lord, Lord. They're going to say, Lord, it's me. Don't you remember me? And what he's going to say is, I don't know you. I've never known you. You've never been mine. And you say, well, how in the world can they be so confused? Because I can tell you, they're believing in something that ain't real. They've created a God in their mind. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the only way for you to be saved. It's not religion. It's not doctrinal issues of whether denominations have split. It's none of these things. It's Christ alone. And apart from that, you'll die without him.
Amen.
You'll miss heaven altogether. People today need to know that you cannot just be a part or affiliated with something. You have to be born again. And if you're born again, here's what I can tell you will happen. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You didn't love him before. You will love him after, I promise you. And your life will change because Christ lives in you. There's people all around us, people you know, people I know. And they have a testimony. They have made a profession that they're saved. Some, I could even tell you about when. Right? I remember when they went to an altar. I remember during this or during that. I remember seeing them bow down. I remember all of those things. But may I say to you today, if you've not been born again on the inside, it don't matter what you've done on the outside. And here's what I'm going to tell you about them. They will not last. How do you know? Because Jesus said so. He gave them the parable of the sower and the seed. And in Luke chapter 8, he explained even in that same chapter to the disciples what the parable meant. And specifically, he said, the first seed was sown by the wayside. And he said, having heard the word, he said the devil came and he snatched it from their heart that they did not believe and they were lost. They're not saved. They heard it. It's like folks that come into church and they may sit there and they may hear the truth. It may touch their heart. They may recognize their need. But they say to themselves, no, I'm not going to pray. No, I'm not going to ask Jesus into my heart. No, I'm not going to respond. And when they do that, the devil snatches that away. And brother, they remain lost in their sin. They're not saved. They're not. The second time, the scripture said, when the seed was sown, some fell among the rocks.
Right.
And because they didn't have much ground when they grew up, they had no root. You see, a rock doesn't have roots. It doesn't have enough dirt to create a depth. And I can tell you right now, if you're going to be a Christian, you'll need depth.
Right. Amen.
You're going to have to be able to weather the storm. You're going to have to be able to weather the drought. And Jesus explained to them, he said, those that were among the rocks, he said, they received it with joy. Gladly, quickly, they sprung up. May I say to you, it's not every person that quickly sprung up and apparently bloomed to the rest of us. It's not blooming that gets you to heaven. It's bearing fruit. This soul never bore fruit at all. Quickly, he said, it sprung up, and then the sun began to beat down upon it, and the things of this life quickly killed it out. You say, preacher, is that a person that lost their salvation? They never had it. They never had it. How do you know they didn't have it? Because they didn't make it to the end. That's exactly what Paul said. They didn't have what it took to make it to the end. Being born again is making it to the end. The third seed fell among thorns. And the Bible said that having heard the word, they received it with gladness. But as it grew, it quickly became choked out by the cares and the lusts of this world. You know what that proved out? It proved out that their heart wasn't for Christ. Their heart was still for the world. And it choked them out. And it was done. And none of these will you find that there was fruit born of the Spirit of God. None of them. And yet in the last, the Bible said that the seed that fell among the good ground, the Bible said that they heard the word, they received the word. It took root and it grew. And from that came fruit 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. It came multiple fruit from that. You say, how in the world do you know whether a person is saved? Fruit. Jesus said to them, you shall know them by their fruits. And he said, if any man have not fruit of me, he said, he will be cast into the fire, hewn down and cast into the fire. Many, he said, will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we know you? Didn't we do all these things? And he's going to say, I never knew ye. I never knew ye. How do you know if you're a child of God today? Listen, if the Spirit of God doesn't abide in your heart, you're not saved. But here's what I can also tell you, according to what the apostle said, and I'm not done, I'm getting there, but I'm not done, right? There's more scripture. Right. Many times it seems apparent that what he's saying to us is, look, if you ever get born again, you'll have enough gas to make the journey. If you ever get saved, you're going to make it to the end. If you ever truly get Jesus in your heart, you have the direction. But if you don't make it to the end, he said, I'm not saying you were saved. Right? That's a big if he put in verse 6 and verse 14. He said, Christ over his own house, whose house are we? I am Christ if I maintain and hold to that confidence in the gospel and rejoice in the hope unto the end. What Paul said is these that die along the wayside, they were never of Christ to begin with. You say, preacher, are you saying that my mother or my father or my brother or my sister or my child or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. Right. Doesn't make any difference who it is. If they don't have Jesus, they won't make it to the end. They can't. And Paul said clearly, he said, look, if we make it to the end, it was clear you were Christ. I'm not going to heaven because I have the ability to make it to the end. No, I'm going to make it to the end because I've got Jesus.
Right. Amen.
I'm not saying what I'm talking about this morning has anything to do with works. But here's what I can tell you, that if you don't have works, you're dead. Right. If you don't have Christ, you're not saved. And whatever affiliation you may have, it will not get you to the end.
Right. Amen.
I'm absolutely certain that there are people that are out that are not here with us this morning, and I love them, and I believe they love you, but you know what? They're Christian people, and they are backslid on God. They are backslid on God. I believe that. I've bared witness with that. I've been in that worship with them. I've seen it. But there are also some out there that claim to be Christians, and they have no fruit. They have no desire for Jesus. They have no love for Christ. They have no pattern of life that is going upward. And the truth is they've already fallen by the way and have proven they're unsaved to begin with. It's troubling for some of us, isn't it? When we think that some of those that we had hoped so that they were saved and that they would come back, the troubling part is look, if they don't make it to the end, it's a clear indication they didn't and wasn't saved. They weren't. I love the testimonies of those that I have the privilege to stand over in a funeral. And I love being able to say, I know where they're at. I know where they're at. And thanks be to God, there's only been a few times in my life in the last 30-something years of pastoring that somebody looked at me and said, would you say such about so-and-so? And I had to say, no. I don't know anything about so-and-so. If you want me to do it, I'm going to tell them what this says. Or somebody else will have to do it. And don't you ask me to say anything about you that you have not proven through a life. Because I won't say it. I get to go to heaven. And there is a power in me. Here's what you can bet on, son. It will not fail. I may get down, but I will never be out. Is that what Paul said? He said, we may be cast down, we may be. He said, but we ain't dead. We ain't going down. No, there is something in me that will make the journey. I may weep and I may crawl the rest of my days. I may never have anything, but here's what I know. I have Jesus. And because of Jesus, I will make it to the end. Because of His power, I will make it to the end. And here's what I also know. If you're truly born again, you will too. How do you know? Because He said so. He said, if we continue unto the end, you were made partakers of Christ. If you hold fast to what you believed in the beginning and you make it unto the end, He said, you are His house. You are His house. I'm not going to heaven because I persevere. I persevere because I'm going to heaven. And those two things are opposites. We have a world full of people that are trying to get to heaven, but they will not get there. They don't have what it takes to get there. Because nobody will get to heaven on their own. It's only Jesus that can get you to heaven. I don't know where you stand today. But what a terrifying thought of so many people that have made a profession of faith. And all I can tell you is they're not here. If you want me to sugarcoat that, too bad. That's something we're praying about right there. What I can tell you right now is they ain't here. I can tell you they ain't following Christ. I can tell you their life doesn't have any spiritual fruit. And you know what that indicates to me? They don't know Jesus. That's their real problem. Is they don't know Christ. Because if you ever get to know Christ, you will not be comfortable in this world. Sam has a testimony. You lived for years running from Him. Was there ever a time that you wasn't tormented by the thought that you were apart from God spiritually? No. The child of God, you see, has something that cannot be erased. If you're a child of God's, He'll bring you home. Or He'll take you home. And here's what I'm asking. Here's what I'm telling you. If you're in that category where He takes you home, don't expect me to be bragging on you during your funeral. Huh? Because here's where you left me. Not knowing. That's how you left me. Is unsure of whether you went to hell or whether you went to heaven. And it ain't about me. But let me put my 2 cents. I don't appreciate that. But it ain't about me. I'll still stand and I'll still preach and I'll preach to the ones that are listening. But I will not declare you went to heaven because you bowed as a 9-year-old boy or a girl. I will not say that. Because if your life didn't prove it, the Spirit of God didn't bear witness in you, you might as well lied. Because a simple profession will not get you to the end. And we know it because they fall out. All right, one more concept and I'm done. This is important. We believe that the saints of God will persevere in grace and never fall finally away. I believe that 100%. Because if you've been born again, you're going to heaven. He dragging some of us.
Right. Amen.
Shameful.
Right.
Kicking and screaming. He pulling us along. There's a bunch of people out there that claim they know Jesus Christ and they don't serve Him, they don't follow Him, they don't pray to Him, they don't read His Word. They don't hunger for Him, they don't thirst for Him. Doesn't bother them that they can live in the world. They can go right on. And then they can pop in here on Sunday morning, sit there and smile and go right back to it the next day. Let me tell you something, that is not the pattern or the lifestyle of a born again believer, period. If that's you this morning, I'm going to step out here and say, you better find Jesus before this is over.
Right. Amen.
And I've known a many. And I watched them. And they were faithful to the last second. I watched them die. They were faithful, Sam, to the last second. When their old body didn't have strength to do nothing on its own, there was something in them taking them the journey, getting them right to the finish line. That's what's going to get me there. You say, why? Because I bowed and I asked Jesus into my heart. And He came in and made me a new creature. I'm not what I was before. If you can claim you were what you were before, you ain't what you should be. You're still lost. And if you die lost, friend, you're going to hell. That's as simple as I can put it. There is no other place for the wicked. And so the Apostle Paul wrote also in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, as he wrote about those that fall away. Now remember, Faye, what he said was in the example of the sower and the seed, there were four different grounds. But only one of them was truly saved. The other three did what? They fell away. All three fell away. And yet the Apostle Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 10:39, he said, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. But we are of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. Let me be clear about believers. We are not of them that fall away. Fall away. Ultimately, give up, go to the house, never come back to the church. There's people like that. Still claiming they're saved. Came to church for 3 weeks. Dropped out. And ain't been to church in 30 years. Don't tell me you're saved. It doesn't line up with Scripture. You hear me? It does not line up. We're fooling ourselves and them if we go along with it. What we need to do is open up the Scripture and say, here's what this said. How about you? How's your life measure up to this standard? We're not of them that draw away under perdition. We're of them that believe into the saving of the soul. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on the power that Jesus has to keep me.
Amen.
And to take me all the way to the end. I'll close with Colossians chapter number 1, verse 21 through 23. I want you to listen to what it said. I jotted it down in my notes so I wouldn't mess it up. Let me read it to you. He said, and you. Now the apostle's talking to the church at Colossae. He said, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Right? Here's where we all want to shout, hallelujah, right? That's me. And yet he said in the very next word, he said, if. Hear me now. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature was under heaven, where I, Paul, am made a minister. Right? We was liking that part until he said if. We was liking that part when we were, right? We were the holy and unblameable headed toward glory. And he said, if you continue in the faith. You say, preacher, that sounds like it's works to me. No. Had nothing to do with work. Let me tell you something. You work till you're blind trying to work. And you ain't going to get yourself no closer to heaven than you could to Dr. Pepper, right? You ain't getting there through your own works. But if you ever get Jesus in your heart, here's what I just figured out about your life. You are now on a trajectory that's going a different way. You're a new creature. You've been born again of incorruptible seed. You can't be corrupted by this world. You hear what I'm saying? You can't be made lost again, Bruce.
Right. Amen.
Because of that doctrinal truth, that foundational truth, I will make it to the end. Come get a song. Why is this important? Because my heart weeps, burdened every day for people that I love. People that I love. And I pray for their soul. And here's the truth about it, Sam. I don't know if they're saved or ain't saved. All I can see is no fruit. All I can see is they've fallen away. And if I compare their life to the Word of God, guess what I'm led to believe? They're lost. That's all I've got. What else have I got? And you love them. And I love them. And I want them to go to heaven. But you know who they're living for? It ain't him. And if you're asking me to somehow make that work with salvation, I'm telling you right now, it won't work. You can't live like you want to and then claim that you know Christ. It doesn't match. Doesn't match. Alright. I'd sure like people to know, just know, whether they are or they ain't. Because if the devil can keep on deceiving them, they'll never find Jesus. If the devil keeps on deceiving them, they're going to miss heaven. I'd rather they know. I'd rather they know. They say, Sam, but you remember when I got saved? I can see a lot of stuff with my eyes and I can be fooled. But here's the truth. If you ever got saved, guess who you'll follow? It gets simple, don't it? He said, if you love me, guess what you will do? What you will do? You will keep my commandments. You ever get saved? You'll love Jesus. You'll love Jesus. Well, I want them to be saved. And half the battle we got, Sharon, is just getting them to realize that they're lost. They ain't ever been saved. They think there ain't no more to it. Oh, so-and-so baptized me. You think that's getting you into heaven? Baptism's a part of it. But that ain't why I'm going. And it ain't what'll get me there. We're going to sing. I'm going to shut up. I am. I'm so glad I'm saved. I ain't got no more sense, Paul, to know whether to go left or right. I don't know where heaven's at. Huh? Do you? I don't know how to get there. How in the world do you think I could work my way there? I don't know how to get there. But you mark this down. I know the one that'll get me there. I put my faith in him and he lives inside of me. I may not always be up and I may not always be right. But here's what I can absolutely assure you. There is something in my soul that will deliver me to those shores that day. I will persevere in grace finally and will not fall away. And it won't be because of anything that I did. It'll be because of that day when I swapped mine for His. When He took my sin and gave me His righteousness. When He washed my sins by His holy blood and made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm going to heaven. I will get there. Because what's in me knows the way. It will get me there. What about you? If you're not saved today, you better get saved. Preacher, do I need to come to the altar? I don't care. If you want to go to the bathroom, we'll kneel down. If you want to fall on the vent while the air's blowing in your face and ask Jesus, come in, have at it. Don't make any difference, friend, but you better get saved or you're going to hell. I don't care what anybody says. You ever get saved, you'll love Jesus and won't be able to help it. And when you're living in sin, you'll be the most miserable human alive because you ain't supposed to be there and you know it. Thank God I'm saved. That's what's going to take me through, is being born again. Are you born again? Are you certain that your name's written in that place? Don't take nothing but certain as your testimony. Don't accept anything else. Stand as we sing. If you need Jesus, call on Him. Call on Him. God help us.